So we're sitting right by what's called Oel Avraham, which is more or less the tzion, the area that denotes where Avraham is buried. In some general area of this vicinity, it's hard to know how far down, no one really knows. But we're as close to Avraham's kever as typically is associated with Avraham's kever. And we'll discuss with you a little bit about Avraham's life. And I want to discuss Avraham's life through the Torah of someone that actually moved to Hebron to be close to Avraham. One of the leading Musa of Rosh Hashivos was known as Nassim Tzvi Finkel, otherwise known as the Altar of Slabatka. Slabatka, especially in the 20th century, after World War I, became the leading Musa yeshiva. It created some of the people that radically transformed the Torah world after World War II. Rav Aaron Cutler learned in Slabatka, Rav Huttner learned in Slabatka, Rabbi Weinberg learned in Slabatka, many people, as you may or may not have heard of. And he moved the Slabatka yeshiva to Israel in the 1920s. Most of the Slabatka yeshiva, he moved it to Hebron. And of course, in 1929, he passed away in 1927, Rav Nathan Tzvi Finkel. But in 1929, because of the riots in Hebron, so the Slabatka yeshiva that had moved to Hebron then moved to Yushalayim, and today is the Hebron yeshiva, the famous Hebron yeshiva. So Rav Nathan Tzvi Finkel spoke a lot about the Avos, I'm sure when he was in Europe, but also when he lived in Hebron during those years in the 1920s. And while we're near Avram, let's speak a little bit about Avram so that when we say Notzer Chesed La'alafim and we daven and Hashem should remember Schus Avos and Chas the Avos, we want to try to mold ourselves into the lifestyle of the Avos. The Medrash says that Avram passed through this world and saw a city that was with fire, a Bir Dolekas, a city with light. And he saw Hashem, and Hashem saw that he noticed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, well, I'm here, I'm the master, I'm the creator of this city, of this palace. But Avram was the first person to look at nature. Avram was the first person to sense symmetry and science. What made Avraham's discovery so unique? So Avraham's discovery wasn't scientific. Many people had seen science, many people saw physics, many people saw astronomy, many people understood nature, whatever science allowed them those days. But Avram saw moral energy. Avram saw in this world, Mechalkel Chaim Bechesed. This world could be the same science, the same physics. 1 kilometer closer to the sun, we incinerate. 1 kilometer further from the sun, it's freezing. Water, oxygen, life sustaining, ecology. He sensed that there was chesed in this world, and that there was not just a world that was created based on some system of laws, but was tilted to supporting life and human prosperity. And he craved to discover that creator, and he craved even more to not just perform chesed like this creator of chesed that he sensed, but to perform chesed at a divine scale. So what made Avram's chesed different? Not just that he wanted to recreate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. So the Mishnah says that Avram had 4 doors on his home. Eov had 1 door. Many people have 1 door. They're willing to accept people, to help people. Avram initiated. Avram wanted there to be an initiation. He had 4 doors, actually and metaphorically, so that he could grab opportunities, not just respond to opportunities. He was proactive in chesed. The Mishnah says that Eov would feed an ani, whatever the ani was accustomed to eating. The ani would eat barley bread, so Eov would feed him barley bread. But Avram upgraded. When you have a chesed, how can you not just serve someone's needs and make them feel special and relieve their stress by showing them you care, by providing not just special material, but a smile, a kind word, making them feel important, not just resolving their suffering, but trying to provide cheer and joy and relief from everything they're encouraging. Avram didn't expect any schar. He saw the sun, he saw the moon. These are not agents that have free will. They're not animate objects. They're not going to get schar. Finally, and amazingly, Medrash says that the malachim actually ate Avram's food. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a miracle that spiritual beings ate Avram's food. Avram effectively creates the need for chesed. The malachim don't need him. But Avram wants to provide chesed, that he creates the need. He doesn't just proactively search for people that need chesed. He doesn't just upgrade them, but he's responsible for creating us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create us needing to eat. We could have been spiritual beings. We are spiritual beings. We were spiritual beings. We one day will be spiritual beings. We won't need food. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu place us in these bodies and in this world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the need to perform chesed, because chesed is so core and so vital to morality and for us, to human identity. Sometimes you have to create the need to perform chesed. Avram saw all of this, sensed moral energy in this world. He was the first person. Hashem looked back at him and said, oh, now that you saw me, then I will reveal myself to you. So we're sitting at Avram's kever, and we're sitting in Maris and Machpelah, we're sitting in Hebron, and we're reminding ourselves that the way that our Avos discovered our Kodesh Baruch Hu, before there was a Torah, before there was mass revelation, for 2,448 years there was no mass revelation, our Avos discovered Hashem through kindness, through compassion, and through chesed. There's a way to discover Hashem independent of Torah. Obviously they study Torah, and obviously chesed and Torah are inseparable because Torah is the source of chesed. But for us, the ability to be kind, to be generous, to be compassionate, to be open-hearted, to be selfless, is a route towards discovering Hashem, and it's walking down the route of the people in front of whose kvaros we're going to say some Tehillim now. So while you're saying Tehillim, hope that we can discover chesed through them like they discovered chesed through HaKadosh Baruch Hu and trace our way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Take the time to go into the different OLs at 8:30, the buses are rolling. Okay?